بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the glorious Quran: الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. Those people who accept Iman and carry out أعمال الصالحة and do good deeds. Tuba lahum, for them is fortune. For them is goodness. They are fortunate people. Wa husnu ma'ab, and for them is a good return. They will return from this world in a peaceful manner, with glad tidings from the angels, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. We understand from this verse that to be worthy of fortune, to be worthy of goodness, to be worthy of blessings, to be worthy of bounties, favors in both worlds, one has to do two things: Iman and a'mal saliha. And we will find the same pattern throughout the Quran. Innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, those people who accept Iman and carry out a'mal saliha, who do good deeds, Iman, good deeds, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. Dhalika al-fawzul kabir, that is the big success. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة. Those people who accept Iman, do good deeds, engage in amali saliha, they are the people of paradise. They are the people of Jannah. They will remain in it forever and ever. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. Indeed, those people who accept Iman, who engage in amal saliha, they are the best of creation. جزاؤهم عند ربهم, their reward in the court of their Rabb, جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. Gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow, they will remain in it forever and ever. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah will be happy with them, they will be happy with Allah. ذلك لمن خشي ربه. All this is for that person who fears his Rabb. So two things, Iman and A'mal Saliha. Iman and A'mal Saliha. A'mal Saliha, good deeds, they fall into two categories. The do's. To carry out the do's is amal-e-salih. The second category, don'ts. To abstain from a don't is also amal-e-salih. And there are many grades of do's and many grades of don'ts. Many stages of do's, many stages of don'ts. Fard, do. Wajib, do. Sunnah, do. Mustahab, do. Nafl, optional practice, do. These are all amal-e-saliha. Fard is that amal-e-salih which is compulsory. Wajib is that amal-e-salih which is incumbent. Both are necessary, both are compulsory, both are incumbent. But they both fall in the category of amal-e-salih. Compulsory amal-e-salih. Sunnah, sunnah. Mustahab, desirable. And nafl, optional. They are also do's. Non-compulsory do's. But they also fall within the category of amal-e-salih. And the don'ts, haram, forbidden, makruh-e-tahrimi, prohibited, makruh tanzihi, detestable, undesirable. When a person abstains from haram or makruh tahrimi or makruh tanzihi, this abstaining from haram is also a deed. A person had the opportunity of committing a sin. A person had the opportunity of carrying out a haram act and he resisted and abstained from it. This abstaining is also amal. And it is a good amal, it is a good deed.
So just as carrying out the do's is amal-e-saleh, abstaining from don'ts is also amal-e-saleh. Staying away from haram is amal-e-saleh. Staying away from makruh-e-tahrim is amal-e-saleh. And staying away from makruh-e-tanzih is amal-e-saleh. One should try to carry out as many amal-e-saliha as possible. Fard, compulsory, no choice. Wajib, incumbent, very near to compulsory, no choice. Sunnah, if it is mu'akkada, then without any valid reason, one should not let go of this. Otherwise, a person will be sinful. Sunnah ghair mu'akkada, not compulsory, not necessary, not incumbent, but it is amal-e-saleh. A person should try his utmost to carry it out. Same with mustahab, desirable. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that many people just omit the mustahabbat. Why? Because it's mustahab. It's not compulsory. It's not incumbent. It's not necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question me for leaving out a mustahab act. Allah will not punish me for leaving out a mustahab act. So I will not be questioned. I don't need to do it. This is the normal trend. It's only mustahab. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say the meaning of mustahab is desirable. And then he used to ask, something which is desirable, is it to do or is it to leave? It is desirable. It is to do. Sharia wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wishes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wishes, that we carry out as many desirable actions as possible. And not only desirable, it is the wish of our Sharia, it is the wish of our Creator, it is the wish of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we try to carry out as many nawafil as possible. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَزْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي. My servant does not come close to me, my servant does not acquire my proximity with anything, with any amal, which is more beloved to me than that amal which I have made compulsory upon him. So you have a person who is performing 4 rakat, fard of Salatul Dhuhr, and you have another person who performs 8 rakat nafl. The proximity that this person will acquire by performing 4 rakat fard of Salatul Dhuhr, this person performing 8 rakat will not be able to acquire the same proximity. 10, 12, 20, 30, 40, 50 rakats. Through 50 rakat of nafl, a person is not able to acquire that proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person is able to acquire by performing 2 rakat fard of Fajr Salah. A person acquires the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in leaps and bounds, by carrying out the faraid, by carrying out the wajibat, and by abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah. A person who becomes regular in carrying out all the faraid, all the wajibat, Sunan Muakkada and who becomes regular in abstaining from every haram and every makruh tahrimi. And if overcome or when overcome by nafs or shaitan, once in a while, he falls into haram or he falls into makruh tahrimi or he becomes neglectful of fard or wajib or sunnah muakkada, he repents immediately. Such a person in the terminology of Sharia is known as muttaqi. Such a person becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person becomes the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Listen carefully. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as common and general friendship is concerned, every believer is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minad dhulumati ilan nur. Allah is the friend of the believers. This is al-wilayatul amma. General friendship, common friendship. Allah is a common friend of every believer. Iman is sufficient for this friendship. But with Iman, when a person acquires taqwa, when he is able to abstain from haram, abstain from makruh tahrimi, when he is able to carry out every fard, every wajib, and every sunnah muakkada, he becomes the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allah. Listen carefully. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim. There is no fear upon them. They have nothing to fear. Neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Walahum yahzanun, and they will not grieve. Who are these special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who accept Iman and thereafter abstain from every don't and carry out every compulsory do. So they abstain from haram, makruh tahrimi, and they carry out every fard, every wajib, and every sunnah muakkada. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi that my servant does not acquire my nearness, my attention, my closeness with any amal which is more beloved to me than what I have made compulsory upon him. I have made fard compulsory upon him. I have made wajib compulsory upon him. I have made abstaining from haram compulsory upon him. And I have also made abstaining from makruh tahrimi compulsory upon him. These are the deeds which are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan misleads many people and engages them in many nawafil, wadaif, salat ala nabi, 5,000 times daily, third kalima, 10,000 times daily, first kalima, 1,000 times daily, recitation of the Quran, 5 juz daily, ishraq is there, awwabin is there, salatul duha is there, salatul tawbah is there, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu, nafl umrah, so many nafl tawaf, nafl hajj. But with all this, So many nawafil. But with all these nawafil, he remains neglectful of the compulsory actions, compulsory deeds. Not very particular in regard to abstaining from ghiba, backbiting. Not very particular in regard to safeguarding his gaze from looking at non-mahrams. Not very particular in abstaining from listening to music, listening to songs. Watching filthy items on the internet, watching films. Entertaining love for non-mahram. Oppression, cheating, lying, so many. These are all compulsory items. In order to acquire the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in leaps and bounds. One should carry out these compulsory actions and abstain from every haram and every makruh tahrimi. This is express. If a person wishes to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly, become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly, this is the express path, express way, fast track. Be particular with faraiz, with wajibat, sunnah muakkada, be particular in abstaining from haram and makruhi tahrimi. And if a person is not particular with this, and he engages with so many nawafil, then he is not even on a local train. He is probably on a bicycle. Faraid. And what does faraid entail? Fard, wajib, with sunnah muakkada, and abstaining from haram, and abstaining from makruhi tahribi, with abstaining from makruhi tanzihi also, if possible, makruhi tanzihi also. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. So this servant of mine acquires my proximity in leaps and bounds by carrying out the faraid, abstaining from haram, and he becomes my special wali, and he becomes my ashik, he becomes my lover, and I become his beloved, and thereafter, he does not just sit back. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. This servant of mine continues to acquire my proximity, my nearness, my attention. He is greedy for more attention. He is greedy for more love. He is greedy for more proximity, more nearness. He continues with nawafil. Until he becomes my beloved. Before I was his beloved, he was my lover. Now, I am his beloved and he is also my beloved. Inna alladhina amanu. By accepting iman, a person becomes a common friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa'amilus salihat has two stages. Stage number one of wa'amilus salihat. A person carries out all the faraid, all the wajibat, sunnah muakkada. A person abstains from every haram, every makruhi tahrimi, and also makruhi tanzihi. Here, this is the stage one of special friendship. He becomes the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah accepts him as his ashik, and Allah becomes his beloved. But he does not stop there. He continues. And he continues with Sunnah Ghair Muakkada. He is particular with Mustahabbat, with Nawafil. Until he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second stage of special friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala mentions a couplet in his well-known tafsir. Laysa sha'nu an tuhibba. Loving somebody is not an extraordinary thing. I've fallen in love with somebody. I love somebody. I love this person. Being a lover of someone is not something great. Innama shanu an tuhabba. Becoming the beloved of somebody is extraordinary. From this hadith Qudsi, we understand the importance of optional actions. Of sunan, of mustahabbat, of nawafil. One extreme was not so particular in regard to the fara'id. Alhamdulillah, the salats are there. Fajr is there. Zuhr is there. Asr is there. Maghrib is there. Isha is there. Certain fara'id. And abstaining from certain haram. Certain makruhat tahrimiya. Very, very particular about nawafil. But not very particular in regard to the compulsory do's. And the compulsory don'ts. This is one extreme. This person can never become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the special friend of the first stage. He cannot become. And we have another extreme. Another extreme. I'm carrying out all the fara'id. I'm carrying out all the wajibat. I'm abstaining from all the don'ts, all the haram, all the makruhat tahrimiya. There is no need for nafl. We find from this hadith, or we understand from this hadith, that optional actions are also encouraged by the Sharia. And there is lot of benefit by carrying out the sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil. A person progresses from being the ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to becoming the mashuk and the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do is to concentrate on both the do's and the don'ts, and concentrate on both do's, the compulsory do's and the optional do's, the compulsory don'ts and the optional don'ts. Makruh tanzihi is optional don't. And makruh tahrimi and haram is compulsory don't. If we concentrate on the compulsory do's and the optional do's, and if we concentrate on the compulsory don'ts and the optional don'ts, then in reality we have carried out amale saliha. Inna alladhina amanu, indeed those people who accept iman wa amilu salihat and carry out good deeds, amali saliha, then we will be worthy of fortune. Tuba lahum, we will be worthy of a good return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be worthy of jannat, gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. We will be worthy of the great success. We will be worthy of so many things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this stage where we carry out all the amal-e saliha, where we carry out amal-e saliha from all aspects, carrying out the compulsory do's, abstaining from the compulsory don'ts, carrying out the optional do's, abstaining from the optional don'ts, that is when we will be called a muttaqi. We will be categorized as people with taqwa. We will be categorized as those people who engage in amal-e saliha. We will be categorized as those people who have istiqamah. We will be categorized as those people who have sidq, who are sadiqeen. We will be categorized as those people who have the vilayat-e khassa, the special friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make a firm resolution. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. Let us concentrate on our a'mal. Just one question before concluding. That for those people who do not have a complete grip on the compulsory do's or the compulsory don'ts. Certain do's are there, certain don'ts they abstain from. But there are certain do's they neglect. Certain don'ts they fall into. But with that they are carrying out many optional deeds also. So should they leave those optional deeds? Because they are useless. A person cannot become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the compulsory do's and the compulsory don'ts. So should they leave the optional deeds for the time being until they can get the grip on the compulsory do's and the compulsory don'ts? The answer is no. No. These nawafil have many benefits. These optional do's and optional don'ts, the makruh tanzihi, has many benefits. One benefit is, it nourishes the heart. It nourishes the soul. It nourishes the nafs. So at the moment, if our heart is weak, if our soul is not purified, and because of this weakness of the heart, weakness of the soul, weakness of our nafs, because it is not mutmainna, we are unable to carry out a particular compulsory do, or we are unable to abstain from a particular compulsory don't, then by carrying out the nawafil that we are carrying out, slowly, slowly our soul will be nourished, our heart will be nourished, slowly, slowly our nafs will become stronger and it will incline more towards the stage of itminan. And soon, within weeks, months, we will find that we are able to carry out that compulsory do which we could not do 6 months ago. And we are able to abstain from that compulsory don't from which we were not able to abstain 6 months ago. So what we need to do is to make all the amal saliha target of our lives. And begin from today. Carry on with as many nawafil as possible, many mustahabbat as possible, many sunan as possible. But one thing we need to target is that the compulsory do's must come in my life within the next 12 months. And the compulsory don'ts must leave my life within the next 12 months. If we are able to do this, we will become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the first stage. And then if we continue with our nawafil, with our amal, وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ, my servant continues to acquire my proximity until, through nawafil, through optional deeds, until I love him, until he becomes my beloved. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, and when I begin to love him, when I make him my beloved, كُنْتُ سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I become his ears with which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا, I become his eyes with which he observes. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا, I become his hand with which he touches, with which he holds. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِ بِهَا, I become his leg with which he walks. The commentators of hadith have said that the meaning of these a few sentences is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supervises and monitors every action of the servant of his now. Because he is my beloved, I can't let him do anything that is wrong. So I become his eyes means I monitor and I supervise his eyes and I will make sure that he does not see what is wrong. I become his ears means I will monitor his ears and I will make sure that he does not hear that which makes me unhappy. I will become his tongue, I will monitor his tongue, I will become his hands, I will become his legs, I will become his feet, I will become his mind, I will become his heart, and I will make sure that he does not do anything, he does not think anything which is wrong. And his status will be so high in my court, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُوْتِيَنَّهُ. Now if he asks from me, I will definitely grant it to him. وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُوْئِذَنَّهُ. And if he seeks my refuge from anything, I will definitely grant him refuge from that thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. These are the things we need to concentrate on. These are the things we need to do. We try to become very, very philosophical. Even in our lectures, we have become philosophical. We want to say something new. We want to speak about something new. Something that the audience will be fascinated with. And the audience also want to listen to something new. When we talk about Quran, when we talk about a hadith, the message that lies in the Quran, the message that lies in the hadith, people say, oh, we've heard this many times before. So shall we bring a new Quran for people? Shall we invent new ahadith for people? These very verses of the Quran and these very sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam brought revolution amongst the Sahaba ikram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, and they reached the heights of those heights of spirituality which no one will be able to reach until the day of Qiyamah. With those very ahadith, with those very ayat of the Quran, we will also be able to follow in their footsteps. We need to discuss the ahadith and the Quran as explained by our pious predecessors as much as possible. By trying to become philosophical, we will become superficial. And we don't want superficial deen. We don't want to remain superficial. Reality is what we want. And reality is with the Quran and with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the light of the teachings of our Salafi Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أتيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.